Thank you. Good morning to you.
Last week we spoke about the Melbourne International Film Festival films that we are having up here, and some biggies coming up over the weekend.
Indeed, it was a great weekend last weekend, and we've got our second 3-day weekend kicking off today. I'll just say from the outset, we've had this is the thing when you deal with film festivals, things can chop and change, and we've had a last minute programming change. So Uluru and the Magician was supposed to screen at 1 o'clock today, and that's now being replaced with an encore screening of Stray, which was a hit at last weekend's screening. So people can bear that in mind. And then, of course, tonight we have Knit Ram, which is one of the most anticipated films of the festival. And this film hasn't actually gone to miss online content. So there are a very small number of regional cinemas that are being able to premiere this film on the big screen as part of the festival, and it's selling fast, so get online and book for that one.
That's touching on a pretty heavy subject, that one, Knit Ram, isn't it?
It very much is. It's sort of a narrative depiction of the events leading up to the Port Arthur massacre. So, yeah, it's not light content, but I hear it's incredible. But, you know, there's very few people in the country that have even had a chance to see it yet. So
that's a bit of a scoop then, isn't it? A scoop for Star Cinema.
It is a bit of a scoop. It certainly is, yeah, very much so.
Now, one that's taken my fancy is Chef Antonio's Recipe for Revolution, this Australian documentary, an Italian hotel restaurant staffed by youngsters living with Down syndrome. This sounds fascinating.
It is, and this is a really uplifting doco. This one looks like a lot of fun, and the filmmaker was actually the same filmmaker that made a film called Monsieur Mayonnaise that we had a couple of years ago. Again, fantastic doco. You know, when docos just, you know, some documentaries can be so incredibly sort of bland and just follow this, you know, boring sort of narrative, but his documentaries are so much fun, and this is such a great story. So very uplifting, goes behind, as you say, the scenes of an Italian hotel restaurant staffed by youngsters living with Down syndrome, and a lot of fun and really important as well.
So another drama on the way, Little Tornadoes. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, Little Tornadoes. So this is, as you say, it's a drama. It's described as an affecting period drama. This was co-written by the author of The Slap, Christos Schulkis. We've just had confirmation that Sunday's screening of this is actually going to be introduced by one of the lead actors, Mark Leonard Winter, and the sound engineer, Rodney Lowe. They both live in regional Victoria, so they're really excited to be able to visit and have the opportunity to see the film in the cinema as it, you know, is intended to be seen. And they'll do a quick intro and have a small chat after the film. So that's an exciting element of the festival as well.
Yeah. Now, a couple of other docos, interesting ones, Gita and also Some Kind of Heaven. Give us an overview of those, Hannah.
So Gita is our closing screening for the festival. This one we're also going to have guests at as well. Gita is the true story of Gita Mahore, who survived alongside her daughter Neetu a pretty horrific acid attack in Agra in India 30 years ago. And the director actually spent 4.5 years working closely with Gita and Neetu to document their story, and this film obviously is the result of that. And Gita's daughter, Neetu, is actually in Australia now, and she's going to be attending the regional screenings of the film. She was originally going to be at the Melbourne Film Festival, but she's going to do the regional screenings now and help share her story with the audiences. So that's another exciting guest appearance. The other one you mentioned, Some Kind of Heaven, is sort of, you know, that's outside of MIFF. That's one of our regular screenings. This is an absolute gem. It's a hugely entertaining doco about America's largest retirement community in Florida, which is referred to as the Disneyland for retirees. And it's, you know, it's described as candy-coloured and slightly sort of surreal and tender look at the never-ending quest for finding meaning and love in life's final act. So, you know, a feel-good documentary I think they're just the thing that we need right now, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. All righty, and of course, yeah. Tuesday night's Cinetopia, Trainspotting, great old movie from 1996. So, listen, you've got all bases covered. It sounds fantastic. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. Yeah.
Thank you.